So the way that I think games make us feel, I mean, I think it's extraordinarily complicated.
When the digital game Angry Birds was launched in 2014, it gained 50 million users in 35 days. The internet, on the other hand, took 4 years to reach the same number of people. Television required 13 years. And the telephone, it needed 75. And it's not just games. The way we use technology to find information is also developing and diffusing rapidly. More news is being read, distributed, and discussed than ever. In March, on the 30th anniversary of the paper outlining what would become the World Wide Web, internet inventor Tim Berners-Lee pointed out misinformation as one of the ills of what he called his creation's digital adolescence. And as we've seen over the last few years, the rapidly increasing dissemination of media means that false and misleading information is being created and shared like never before. 2016 was the year in which augmented reality game Pokemon Go was released, which became a worldwide sensation with 50 million players in just 19 days, and more first-week downloads than any other app from the Apple Store in history. This was also the year of the US presidential election and the emergence of these two words.
Fake news.
Fake news.
Fake news.
You are fake news.
It was the year in which fake AI-run Twitter pages started spreading political disinformation. Now, 47 million or 15% of Twitter accounts are run by bots. It was the year of Pizzagate, a conspiracy theory which falsely claimed that the emails of Hillary Clinton's campaign manager, John Podesta, contained coded messages which connected high-ranking Democratic Party officials to an alleged child sex ring beneath a Washington, D.C. pizza restaurant. At the end of 2016, the term fake news beat Halal Snack Pack to first place as Macquarie Dictionary's Word of the Year. They define it as disinformation and hoaxes published on websites for political purposes or to drive web traffic. In that same year, Oxford Dictionaries announced their number one word was post-truth, and Merriam-Webster's was surreal. Since then, journalists and media institutes around the world have been working to counter the global spread of disinformation and misinformation. And games might be one solution.
By gamifying certain activities, certain tasks, certain things, we can transform something that we would otherwise consider mundane into something engaging and fun.
Filmmaker and game developer Chris Jarvis from the nonprofit Chink Mars Media created the anti-disinformation digital game called Polititruth in 2017 in partnership with the Pulitzer Prize-winning fact-checking organization PolitiFact.
Polititruth, the aim behind the game is simply to get people thinking more deeply about the truthfulness behind content and have just be more critical and discerning of their sources and kind of appreciate journalism a little bit more. What I perceive the dangers to be of false information and fake news is, I mean, just fundamentally and existentially, it's the nature of truth is, I think, at stake, not to be grandiose, but, basic, fundamental, did this happen, did it not?
Polititruth is a bit like a dating app, except instead of potential partners, you're swiping quotes, posts, and tweets from various US politicians, journalists, and public figures. You swipe left on a quote to guess if it's false, or right if you think it's true. I did surprisingly badly for someone who considers themselves reasonably politically aware. I couldn't manage to get more than 3 out of 5 correct. But hey, that's a better success rate than I've ever had on Tinder.
I pride myself as being, intelligent and engaged in these subjects, and yet I can't even tell the difference. It's just meant to, really subvert any notion that you're politically aware and engaged.
The 2018 Australian Digital News Report found that 3/4 of Australian news consumers say they have experienced one or more types of so-called fake news, and that they are worried about it. Games provide one unique way to respond to changes in the world around us, and maybe they can get us to think differently.